Welcome to 2 Million Blossoms, the podcast, with host Dr. Kirsten Trainer. 2 Million Blossoms is a quarterly magazine dedicated to protecting all pollinators, from the solitary bee to colorful butterflies to feisty hummingbirds and, of course, the honeybee. We bring you informative guests to awaken your understanding of the vast diversity of pollinating insects and animals worldwide. Because the more we know about pollinators, the better we can provide their habitats and protect them from disappearing forever. So sit back and listen as contributors to the magazine share in their own words and their own voices the passion they feel for all pollinators.
Dear listeners, as you may know, I launched my print magazine, 2 Million Blossoms, with exuberance and crazy enthusiasm. Since I first dreamt up the magazine in 2019, I have produced 2 years of magazines, 4 issues in 2020, and another 4 issues in 2021. Altogether, over 800 pages entirely about pollinators. Many late nights after I stopped working on my real job, the one that pays my bills, I spent countless hours to hone, smooth, and delineate the content of 2 Million Blossoms. My goal always was to help authors clearly communicate their stories. Judging from reader reactions, the magazine has been hugely successful, often read cover to cover. I was hell-bent on creating a welcome respite, a place to seek solace from the online deluge, where readers could retreat and relish the intricate evolutionary beauty of our natural world. And I am proud of what I have accomplished. Envisioning this magazine and turning it into reality has been such a treat. It has put me in touch with dedicated pollinator enthusiasts around the world. I've had a chance to meet artists and chat in detail with scientists. The work of award-winning authors and brilliant science writers have appeared in our pages. Despite the trends that print is dead, I thought if I could just make it smart and beautiful and gorgeous, people would subscribe. I really wanted to make this magazine work, to watch it grow from the seedling of an idea into a magnificent tree in whose shadow I could proudly stand. But for that to work, I need an incredibly loyal readership who will not only renew but also recruit other readers. In our oversaturated environment, we all simply don't seem to have the time. So just as I find a new subscriber, one slips away. Sadly, I have thus made the difficult decision that the autumn issue of 2021 is my final quarterly issue. But don't despair. When one door closes, another opens, and I'm taking some time to reflect and then reboot. In addition to taking my time, this magazine requires substantial capital to meet its running cost. My time and effort have been completely unpaid. But from the very beginning, I insisted that quality writing requires fair pay. With every issue, I pay my writers over $5,000. Layout, print, delivery, and IT costs heap up on top of that, so that a single issue tallies up to about $16,500. With 8 issues produced, that amounts to approximate costs of over $130,000. I was lucky to secure some initial funding and then another funding boost last winter. I've sunk in about $20,000 of my own money, believing I could beat the odds and build a niche print market. The pandemic and my move to Germany has made it difficult for me to reach potential new subscribers. If my renewal rate were decent, I would have kept on pushing to make this magazine work. But the renewal rate is far below expectations, and so I have been forced to face reality. But fear not. 2 Million Blossoms won't disappear. Rather, I plan to refocus and re-strategize. Unlike newspapers, the content we publish is timeless. So instead of seeking annual subscribers, I will instead focus on creating standalone issues and books on specific themes. This podcast will definitely continue, as I believe we need more discussions on sustainability and how we can green our planet. These are pressing questions. In early November, I attended a conference put on by the German Agricultural Research Alliance, where how to farm today and for a sustainable future were the topics of discussion. I was part of the group that focused on landscape and biodiversity. Another group worked on livestock and how the way we keep farm animals will change as human diets shift towards a less meat-based focus. Consumers will be drivers of choice as they insist on humanely raised meats with a much greater focus on animal welfare. The third group addressed how our cropscape will need to adapt to meet our needs for more plant-based, protein-rich foods. It was a fascinating 2 days spent discussing how agriculture will change by 2029, 2039, and what it will look like in 2049. It was an in-depth look at how we can structure our society so that farmers can earn a fair living and food carries its true cost. Ideas range from an easy-to-understand biodiversity score on all food products, to livestock killed on farm to avoid the often barbarous stress of transport. In addition to refocusing on the podcast, I will build out my 2 Million Blossoms email newsletter, working to bring you relevant content and my own interpretation of the latest pollinator science every month. So instead of waiting for a new quarterly issue, newsletter subscribers will have more regular pollinator and gardening news. For all of you who believed in this crazy magazine adventure, thank you for your incredible support. Together, we created something beautiful, something I often hold in my hand. As I leaf through the pages, I can't help but smile. I've watched people with zero interest in pollinators stop and pick up an issue off a coffee table, intrigued by the cover art, and then captured by the content. The artists and photographers who have graced these issues create magic. They force us to pause and reflect, to study the details. And I've learned something new with every single issue, and I hope very much you've enjoyed the content produced. I really wish I could have made the quarterly magazine work. If it had covered its own costs, I would have continued to publish it. Unfortunately, the stable subscriber base I need to make it work never materialized, and so I just can't afford to keep the magazine running in its current form. To my dear readers, thank you for your enthusiasm and support. I hope you will stay with us as we transition to a new format of newsletters at least once per month, or join us for our new podcasts every other week. My hope with both the magazine and 2 Million Blossoms, the podcast, was and continues to be to build a bridge between science and practice. To distill complicated topics into entertaining stories that don't dumb down the detail. What I try to bring to both my readers and listeners is an eclectic mix of science, art, and culture. I try to highlight the diverse voices involved in protecting our pollinators and our planet, often reaching out to up-and-coming scientists, less-heard voices, and people with unique backgrounds. We need diverse perspectives because we all approach fact-finding with our own inherent biases. When the only ones asking the questions share a similar background, the blinders of their upbringing cause them to miss out on different interpretations. Since the magazine's founding, I have always made it a point to publish the voices of varied scientists, artists, and conservationists, to give newcomers and less heard voices a platform and a place. While the magazine will no longer be quarterly, the idea of sharing science directly, the opportunity to learn through observation, the concept that art can help explain where words fail, will continue to grow. I hope you will join me in building more bridges. And I thank you sincerely for joining me in this journey thus far. Here is to a revamped version of 2 Million Blossoms, where we can celebrate the many ways we are helping pollinators survive and thrive. Some stories are easy to tell, and some are gut-wrenching with inherent hardships. I encourage you all to keep diving in deep. We all need a connection to this blue planet we call home. Although spaceflight may someday be open for tourism, and our grandchildren's grandchildren may explore other planets, I feel we better care for and cherish what we have, our shared Earth. My goal has always been to leave the little corner of the Earth I call home a bit better than when I arrived. So on that note, let me encourage you to keep greening your own garden and turning it into a place that welcomes and sustains wildlife. Don't be afraid to dig in the dirt